Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bava Metzia Daf Pehe Amud Aleph near the bottom of the Amud, continuing on with our passages of Agadot. Amar Rabbi Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And this is picking up off the theme with which we ended off the previous podcast of having a sequence of Talmidei Chachamim and the family, starting out with the story of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi coming and saving Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Yochai's son who had gone bad, and then saving Rabbi Tarfon's grandson who had gone sour, bringing them back into the fold. Speaking up from that, Kol Shu Tamin Chacham, Uvno Tamin Chacham, Uven Beno Tamin Chacham, anybody who is a Tamin Chacham, his son is, and so is his grandson, Shuv Eintaram Posek Mizra Leolam. Then there's a guarantee that the Torah will remain in the family, in that line, forever. Shinemar, what's the proof text? Vanizo Petio Tamar, Adonai Chi Asher Lech, Varsha San Ficha, Moshe Picha, Pizarecha, and Pizar Zaracha, Amar Adonai Miatavi Adulam. So look where Amar Hashem is. It's after it says that won't depart from your mouth, or your son's mouth, or your son's son's mouth, your children, the seed of your seed, and then Amar Hashem is, if there's an oath there, Miatavi Adulam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in and says, I promise it'll be there forever. My Amar Hashem, why does it say Amar Hashem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am going to be the guarantor for you in this particular matter, that it will never depart. After three generations have devoted themselves to Torah then comes looking for them, as it were. So Rav Yosef Yativ Arboin Tanita. Rav Yosef fasted 40 fasts. We have a series of stories of fasts here. Vakrayuhu lo yamushim picha. And in his dream, they were, this connects with the sugya in the ninth parak of Brachot, about dream interpretation and reading of psukim and dreams, they had him read the pasuk, lo yamushim picha, just that phrase. So Yativ Arboin Tanita Achrini. He had another 40 fasts. And then at the end of that, kriyu lo yamushim picha mbizarecha. They read the next, had him read the five words, which means it includes his children. Yativ Mea Tanita, he then fasted 100 fasts, Achrini, Atava Kriyunu, Mushim Picham, Pizaracham, Pizara Zaracha. Amar Mikan Ve'elach Lotzarichnas. Rav Yosef said, I don't have to do such hard work anymore. I've now got a guarantee the Torah will be with me, with my children's sons, and with their sons, and now there's a guarantee it'll be forever. Torah Mechazer Tachsan Yishalah. Rabbi Zeira, it's a very famous story that Rabbi Zeira, as we know, made Aliyah in spite of the protests of his teacher, Rabbi Yehuda. Kisalik already Israel, when he made Aliyah, Yativ Mea Tanita to the Shtakach Gemara Bavla Amine, so that he would forget the teachings in Bavel, and he would be ready to study Torah at Eretz Yisrael. Kihechid Elo Nitrude, so he shouldn't be bothered by that mode of thinking or by those Shmuot, and he should be ready to receive the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. Yativ Mea Achraneita, he then fasted another 100 fasts, to Lolishkov Rabbi Elazar B'Shaneh, he didn't want Rabbi Elazar, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat of Tveria, to die during his life, because then he knew he would end up being responsible for taking care of everything, and he didn't want that responsibility on his shoulders. He wanted to be able to study. He had another 100 fasts, that the fires of Gehenna should never be able to hurt him. So now what happened after these fasts? Every 30 days he would check himself out to see if he made it. Shagar tanura salik viyat begaved. Heat up the oven and get in it, and velohave shalta benur, and the fire couldn't touch him. Yomachad yahavu be rabbanan eina. The rabbanan looked at him. Viyichrichu shake. In other words, his legs were singed from the fire. Evidently, the rabbanan looked at him with some jealousy about how powerful he was, and somehow that took some of his protection away, and so. His legs were singed, and from that day on, they called him the short one. Rashi points out he was short, with the singed legs. So they referred to him as. I'm Yehuda Marav. My dichtiv mi ha'isha chacham yavenet zod v'asher diber pi Adonai elav yegida amavda ha'aretz. Who is it that his Hashem has spoken to who could say why the land was destroyed? Davar zeh amru chachamim. Velo pershuhu. So the Chachamim said it, but they didn't explain it. Amru neviim velo pershuhu. Ad parshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'atzmo. Why was the land destroyed? It took HaKadosh Baruch Hu to explain it. Shenemar vayomar Adonai alazvam et torati asher natati lifnehem. They left my Torah. What does that mean? Rav Yehuda Marav. Shelo berchu b'torah tchila. Now, just a parenthetic note, this is a very common approach within the Midrash to take the psukim about the destruction of the land by the Babylonians in the 6th century BCE and apply it to the destruction of the land by the Romans in the 1st century CE. It is something that is very common in Midrash Echa. So here also, they're referring to the destruction of the land the second time, and the destruction of the Mikdash, but using psukim from Yirmiyahu. Am Rav Chama, that in the heart of the wise, wisdom will rest, and among the fools it will be known. What does that mean? A scholar, his father was a scholar. It's quiet. But among the fools it's known. What does that mean? Now, this is somewhat akin to what we saw in the previous podcast, comparing two different scholars, one of them being someone who was the Tamil Chacham ben Amaretz, or in the case of Rebbe, a Ari ben Shu'al, as opposed to Elazar of Shimon and Ari ben Ari. But here, it's coming from a slightly different perspective. Here's the Tamil Chacham ben Amaretz. Amar Ula Hainu Dam Rinshi, that's the famous saying that goes, Istra Bilgina Kishkisha Akaria. When you have coins in a container, they make a lot of noise. In other words, the idea is that a true Talmud Chacham is so filled that you shake it, it doesn't make any noise, like a container that's filled with coins. One that's a little empty makes a lot of noise. I once heard a great scholar comment on this, saying that if a container doesn't make any noise, it's not necessarily because it's full, it could also be totally empty. Something to think about. I'm the Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira. So my dichtiv katon v'gadol shamhu ve'eved chofshi mi'adonav. So atol yadin katon v'gadol shamhu. It's in the beginning of Eov, where Eov was talking about death. He says the small ones are there, the large ones are there, the young ones are there, the old ones are there. An eved is free from his master. I know all that. What's Eov teaching? Ela kol ha'maktinat small divrei Torah ba'olam hazeh. Means anybody who belittles himself about divrei Torah. Meaning he was willing to act in a humble way to study Torah. Nasa gadol olam haba, he'll become gadol there in the world to come. Anybody who makes himself enslaved to Torah in this world, nasa chofshi olam haba, in the world to come, he will be chofshi. He will be free. Shlokish hav mitzayin ma'arta de rabbanon. Shlokish is going around marking where the graves of the rabbanon were. And evidently he was utilizing some sort of either Masorah, but perhaps some sort of Ruach HaKodesh. And he was marking it so that the Kohanim would not have a problem. Kimata lamarta de Rabbi Chia yalma mine. We got to Rabbi Chia's grave. Rabbi Chia had passed away within the half a century of when Rish Lakish was around. Rish Lakish was around at the end, towards the middle and end of the 3rd century. Rabbi Chia died a couple decades earlier. Chalash date. So Rish Lakish felt bad. I'm not able to find the place. Amar Ben Shalom, lo pilpalti Torah kamoto. Didn't I teach Torah like him? Didn't I investigate Torah like him? Yetzabat kol v'amralo. So Ibadkol came out and said to Rish Lakish, Torah kamoto pilpalta. You taught like he did. You learned like he did. Torah kamoto lo rivatsta, but you didn't spread Torah like he did. Let's hear the story. Ki havu minsi Rabbi Chanin of Rabbi Chia. But these are the two successors, really, of Rabbi. Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Chia would disagree, would fight. So we say, Amar Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Chia. Chanina would say, "Bahadidi, did come and sit? You're fighting with me? Chas v'chalili, mishtakach Torah mi'Yisrael, mehadana la pilpuli. If the Torah had been forgotten, I could restore Torah with my pilpul. And as if we'd forget Masorah, I could restore it through pilpul. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chanina, so Rabbi Chia didn't sit back. Bahadidi, did come and sit? You're fighting with me? Da'ad the Torah, so lo shtakach mi'Yisrael. I'll make sure the Torah, I have made sure the Torah would never be forgotten. As you're saying, in the case of an exigency where Torah is forgotten, you have a way to restore it. I've ensured that it won't be forgotten. Maya vidna, what did I do? Azlina v'shadina kitna. I went and I planted cotton, flax. V'gadilna nishvi, and I raised some flax that I then turned into nets. Tzadana tavi, and I caught deer. V'machilna b'sraya liatmin. I would feed it to yitomim. And then I would take from the hide of these deer, I would write the chamisha chumashim, salikna lamata, and then I would go up to the town. I would take 5 kids, and each one of them I would teach them a chumash. And I'd take 6 young men, and I would teach each one of them one of the Siddurim of Mishnah. V'amarnalu. And then I would say, Ad da hadarna v'yatina, by the time I come back, Akru hadadi v'atnu hadadi. Each of you teach each other the Mikra, and each of you teach each other the Mishnayot. So that at the end, you should really have 11 kids who know all of Chumash and all of Mishnayot. And I evidently did this in a number of towns to make sure the Torah would never be forgotten. There would always be a core of people. There would always be a core of people who have the essential knowledge of Torah Shebichtav and of Torah Shebaal Peh. Hainu Da'am Rebbe, and that's the famous statement that Rebbe made, Kama Gedolim Ma'asei Chia. The actions of Chia are great. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Afilu Mimar? So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said to Rebbe, his actions are even greater than yours? Amar Le'in? Yes. Afilu Mi'ava? Even than your father? Amar Le'chas V'chali Lote Kazot B'Yisrael. That is not possible, that he would do anything greater than my father did. My father, of course, being Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Now, Amar Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira said, Emesh Nir Ali Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Yosef Chanina, the son of this Rabbi Chanina, appeared to me, Rabbi Zera said. Amarti lo etzel mi'ata takua, so where are you stuck? Where are you in Olamba? Marlei, etzel Rabbi Yochanan, with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan etzel mi, who's he with? Etzel Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai etzel mi, etzel Rabbi Chanina. Chanina etzel mi, etzel Rabbi Chia. So Rabbi Chia simply seems to be the top of the hierarchy. Amarti lo Rabbi Yochanan etzel Rabbi Chia lo. Why isn't Rabbi Yochanan directly next to Rabbi Chia? Why is Rabbi Chanin in the middle? Amar li be'atar de zukukin de nura u be'urin de esha. Man ma'ayo bar nafcha l'taman. So, what his answer was, and this is all quite mysterious, he said that if you have a place where there's all of this fire, zukukin de nura, and torches, so how can you put Bar Nafcha l'taman? All right, Rabbi Yochanan was known as Bar Nafcha. You can't put him there, forge there. Amar Rav Chaviva, Ishtoi le Rav Chaviva bar Surmiki, told me this story. Chazi le Ahumi Rabbanan, Tavishchiach Eliyahu Gabe. There was a certain Talmid Chacham that Eliyahu used to visit him. Tavatsafra havu shapirin einei, in the morning his eyes were clear. Ulaort adamin kin miklin benura. At night, his eyes looked like they were on fire. Amrile Maihi, so we said, what is that? Amarli, to Amarle Li Eliyahu. I said to Eliyahu, Achvili Rabbanan Kisakalim Tifta Rakia. Let me see the Rabbanan in Shemayim going into the Mitifta Rakia. I want to see this vision of them going into the great base medrash in Shemayim. Amarli Bechulu Matsidis Takuli Behu. You can look at all of them. Levar Migua Raka, except for the chair, to Rabbi Chia. Why to Lotis Takalbe? That you're not allowed to look at. That's beyond. My Simanayu. So how do I know? Bechulu Azli, how am I going to know not to look at? Bechulu Azli Malachi, Kisalki Benachti. In the case of all of them, the Malachim go up. Levar Miguakar Bechia, Deminafshe Salik Benachti. It goes up on its own. They don't lift them up, it goes up on its own. Matsoy Lukman Afshoy. He said, he wasn't able to restrain himself from looking. Istakliba atu tre butiti de nura umachyu lahu gavra vesaminhu laene. So two sparks shot out and they blinded him. Machar azli ishtatche ma'arta. So they went to the me'ara, evidently the me'ara of Rabbi Chia. Amina, I went there and I said, matnaita demar matnina, I'm teaching your Torah. V'itzoi, I'll teach your Torah and heal me. Eliyahu v'avishchech mentifta de Rabbi. Eliyahu used to be in Rebbe's Matifta. Yom Achad Reish Yarchav, it was Rosh Chodesh. Nagale Veloata. It was late and Rebbe didn't come. Amarle, my time a Nagale Lamar. So he said, why are you late? Amarle, Adukimna Lavram. Sorry, Eliyahu was late. Amarle, Adukimna Lavram. Umashina Yade Umatzli. And I had to get Avram up and wash his hands and pray. Umagnina Le. V'chein liYitzchak, v'chein liYaakov. It took me time. Look, Mino b'hadi adadi. Why don't you bring them up all at the same time? Savri takfi b'rachami. Umayti le Mashiach below zimne. If I do that, they're going to daven very strong, and Mashiach's going to come not in the right time. So I have to be careful. And a lot of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov daven at the same time. All of this, of course, is very mystical. Amar le v'yeshtu matan b'alam hazeh. Is there anything like that in this world? Amar le ika, Rabbi Chia u'banav. You see, Rabbi Chia and his sons, that's the same kind of power. Gaza Rebbe Tanita. So Rebbe made a tanit, achtinu Rabbi Chia ubanav. So they brought Rabbi Chia and his sons. Amar Mashiv Haruach, And so Rabbi Chiya said, Rabbi Shiva Ruach, V'nashva Zika, and the Ruach came. And Amorid HaGeshem, V'yatamitra. He said that, and the rain came. Kimato the Mer Machayim Etim, when he was about to say Machayim Etim, Raga Shalma, the world started shaking. Amri Barakia, and the Shemaim, they said, Man Gali Razi Balma, who is revealing our secrets in the world? Amri Eliyahu. Eliyahu did. So Eliyahu, because Eliyahu said that Rabbi Chiya and his sons together are as powerful as Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Ajul Eliyahu, Machyu, Shitin, Pulsid, and Ura. They hit him with 60 shots of fire. Ata Idmilahu Keduba de Nura, Al Benayu Vatardinu. So Eliyahu, in this story, ended up looking like a fiery bear. And he came and joined them and kept them from continuing with the prayer so that they would not be Machayim Etim. Alright, now story. Shmuel Yarchino Asid Rabbi Havi. He was his, that's the Shmuel. And he's known as Shmuel Yarchino. This is at least the way Rashi reads it, because he was an expert, Yarchino from the word moon, because he was an expert astronomer. He was Rebbe's doctor. Chalash Rebbe Be'enei. At one point, Rebbe had a problem with his eyes. Amarle Imlach, Imli Lach Sama. I'll put some drug in there. Amarle Lo Yechilna. I can't take it. Shtarlach Mishtar. So, let me just rub it on top of the eye. Amarle Lo Yechilna. I can't. Avimotiv Le Begovta de Simone Tute Besadia. So he put these drugs underneath his bed. Ve'itzi, and he got better. Avimotiv Rebbe Le Mismeche. Rebbe didn't want to give him smicha. Mistaya Milton, it didn't work out, and he didn't give him smicha, which is why he's known as Shmuel. Amarle, lo litztayimar, Shmuel said, don't worry, l'didichazi l'sifra da Adam Rishon. I saw the mystical book of Adam Rishon. Chtiv be Shmuel Yarchina, and it said my name in it. Chakim yitkare Rebbe lo yitkare. He'll be called a chacham, but he won't be called Rebbe. In other words, I'm not supposed to get smicha. Va'asu de Rebbe al yadotehe, and I will be the vehicle through which you're healed. All right, Rebbe Verbinatan, this is a statement that seems to not necessarily connect here, but talking about that bridge between Rebbe and Shmuel, Rebbe v'Rabbi Natan Sof Mishnah, meaning Rebbe and Rabbi Natan are the last names that you will see that are mentioned in the Mishnah. That's the last generation of Tanaim. According to Rashi, the reason this is mentioned here is because Shmuel was reporting all of this to Rebbe as being written in Sefer Oshal Adam Rishon, whatever that may be. Rav Ashi v'Ravina Sof Hora'ah, that the end of Hora'ah, meaning the end of Psak, in that particular method, is Rav Ashi and Ravina. Rav Ashi and Ravina certainly are not the last people mentioned in the Gemara by name, nor did they complete the process of Gemara at all, but they are so far wrought. V'simanecha, what's the siman? Ad avo el mikdashay el, avina l'achritam. So look at Rashi, mikdashay, siman de Rav Ashi. Avina, siman de Ravina. So Rav Ashi, the mikdash, the shin, avina, Ravina, L'achritam, meaning that's the end of Hora'ah. There was no siman for Rebbe and Rabbi Natan. Okay, now we come to the very curious story of the death of Rabba Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Kahana, Ishtoyili Rav Chama Barte Dechasa. So this particular Rav Chama told me the story. Rabba Bar Nachmani, Agav Shamda Nachnafshe, he died because of some sort of a decree of the kingdom. Now this is the Sasanian kingdom. Rabba was in the towards the beginning of the 4th century. Achlu be Kurtza be Malka. Somebody reported bad stuff about him and to the king. Amru Ika Chad Gavri Yudai. There's a Jew, the Kamavatal Tracer Alfe Gavri Israel Yarcha Bekaita Vyarcha Besitva Mikarga de Malka. There's a man who's making 12,000 men not work for 1 month in the summer and 1 month in the winter. They're coming to study with him, and they're not paying their tax as a result. Shadru Prista Kadamalka Batre, they sent a policeman after him. Falo Ashkache, or they sent a messenger. They didn't find him. Arik V'azam Padita, Rab of course is in Pumbadita, he went to Akra. Mi Akra la Agma, Agma la Shchin, Shchin la Tzrifa, Tzrifa la Ina Demayim, Ina Demayim la Pumbadita, he came back home. Padita Ashkache, he found him there. Ikla Prista Kadamalka, Lahu Shpiza de Rabba. So the messenger of the king came to the place he was staying. Krivu Takami Kame. They put some food in front of him on a little plate, on a little tray, the taka. Ashku Trey Kosi. And they gave him 2 cups of wine. Dalyu ala Takami Kame. And then they took the plate away. Hada Partsufe Lachore. Um And so he looked away. He was very upset because, after all, as we know from the Sugyim Psachim, when you have pairs, especially drinking wine in two or four or whatever, it's very dangerous. So Amrulay, they said to him, "My Navilay, what should we do for him? Gavra de Malkohu. He's a messenger of the king. Lo krivu takal kameh, bring the plate back. Vashkiu chad kasa, give him one more cup. Tayul the takame kameh, take the plate away. Velitzi, and then he'll get better." So in other words, this fellow got something terrible happened to him, and Rabba then gave the advice of how to cure him, give him one more cup of wine, and then these mazikin will go away. Abdul Hachivitzi, it worked. Amar meida yadana de gavra de kambaina hachahu. I know that the man I'm looking for is here. Bachi Shabatreva Ashkache. He went looking and he found Rabba. Amar Azlina Miha. I'm going from here. Imiktal Katlulo Gavra Lomagalina. Alright, so he said, that I'm going to run away, and if they end up killing that guy, I won't tell anybody. Magalina. But if they only punish him, they hurt him, then I'll tell the story. Because I'm going to run away. If you kill me, then nobody's going to know. But if you hurt me, then I'll tell the story. Achu lekame, Aile, so they brought him in front of this guy. Aile liidruna v'tarke lebava banpe. He came up and he slammed the door in his face. By rachame parak ashita. And so he prayed and the wall fell down. Arak va azil agma. So Rabba ran away again. Havi yativ agidra de dakula v'kagaris. He was sitting on near a tree, and he was on a branch of a tree, and he was learning. He ran away and he was learning there. At the same time, up in Shemayim, there was a machloket going on. In Baheret kodemet la'sear lavan. What happens if the siman of Baheret appears on the skin before the white hair? Tameh. Vim sear lavan kodem Baheret tahor. So if the Baheret comes first, it's tameh. If the sear lavan comes first, it's tahor. Safek. What if it's a safek? Akodesh baruch hu omer tahor. V'kulem metifta derakia amri tameh. So machloket between Akodesh baruch hu metifta derakia geves. What that means. The Amri Man Nochach, who will settle it for us? Nochach Rabba Bar Nachmani, who's down there running away from these guys, will settle the problem. The Amri Bar Nachmani, Ani Yachid Ben Ganim, Ani Yachid Ba'olot. I'm the expert in these areas. Shadru Shlicha Batrei. So they sent me Shemayim. Everybody's looking for him. The king's looking for him. God's looking for him. Lavimatsi Malachamavit Mikravle. The Malachamavit couldn't get to him. Why? I'm in a Lavi Kapasik, put me Girsa, because Rabba never stopped learning. He's sitting on this tree and he's learning. Hachi Nashav Zika Va'ayish Beini Kani. And so what did he do is the wind came and it made some noise between the reeds. Savar Gunda the Parshihu. He thought it was the king's men that were coming. Perhaps the cavalry was coming looking for him. That was the noise. Amar Tenach Nafshe Dahu Gavra Masubiyada de Machuta. I'd rather die, and he knew that if he stopped learning, he would die, rather than be handed over to the king. Right, so he stopped learning and he was taken. Kihavin Kanach Necha Nafshe Amar. When he died, he said, Tahor, Tahor. So he ended up paskin like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were. That's Abad Kovi Amra, Shrecha, Rama Nachmani, Shigufcha Tahor, Yatzanish Matcha B'Tahor. So happy are you that your body was pure and you died with the word Tahor on your lips. Nafal Pitka Merkia de Pumbadita. So a note fell from heaven into Pumbadita in the town. Rama Nachmani Pakesh B'Shiva Shamala. Rama Nachmani was requested, was demanded, was summoned to the heavenly yeshiva. Nafko Abaye v'Rava v'Chulu Rabbanon la'asukibe. So Abaye and Rava went to find him to bury him. V'yad deduchte, they didn't know where he was. Azul la'agma chazut tzadpori de metali v'kaimi. They came to the a marsh, and they saw the lake, and they saw birds that were making a shade with their wings. Amishmamina hatamhu. So that is a siman. He's in Shemaim. Saftu tlata yomi utlata levata. For 3 days and three nights they mourned him, and they eulogized him. Nafopitka kolapore shihei benidui. And another siman came from Shemayim that said anybody who leaves will be benidui. In other words, if that's all you're going to do. Saftu shiva yomi. So then they did 7 days. Nafpitka lechulavet chem l'shalom. Another note came from him that said, go on home in peace. You did the proper thing. 7 days of hesped. Hayoma de Nachnafshe Dal Ye Zafa Vidari Lahu Taya Kirachiv Gamla Mihai Gisa Narpapa Vishadya Behach Gisa. So evidently it was a very, very strong wind that if you were on, there was an Arab on a camel on one side of the river, it picked him up and took him to the other side of the river. Of Nahar Papa, and took him on the other side. Amar Maihai, he said, what is this? I'm relaying Nachmav Shed Rabbi Nachmani. So the people there told him, Rabbi Nachmani died, so there's this strong wind, etc. Afram Rishalam, Kule Alma Didachu, Rabbi Nachmani Didach, At the Rabbi of Rabbi Didach. In other words, this fellow turned to God and said, the whole world belongs to you, Rabbi Bar Nachmani belongs to you, you love Rabbi, Rabbi loves you. Why are you destroying the world? This terrible wind. So Nach Zafa. So this fellow's prayer ended up solving things, and things quieted down. Shimon Chalafta Bal Basar Havi. It's a story on the side that he was very large. One day it was very hot for him. Havi Salik Viyati Vashina Datura. So he sat down one day. He climbed up to a mountain to get a little cool, and he sat there. He's sitting like a promontory. He said to his daughter, "Biti hanifi alai b'manifa, fan in front of me, and I will give you a whole bundle of nerd, of a certain kind of spice." Before she had a chance to, the wind came and cooled him down. Amar kamak yikarin dener damar dechi. So he said, Ribbono Shalom, how much ner do I owe you? In other words, you cooled me off, so I don't have to give it to my daughter. I give it to you, how much do I owe you? That Rashi points out that that last piece was brought in only because we were talking about Rabbi Yochanan. If you go way back two podcasts ago, we were talking about Chachamim, who were very large. And, of course, that led us to the whole story of Rabbi Yochanan, which took us to the story of Rish Lakish, etc., etc. Okay, we'll pause at this point. Now we're going to go back to analyzing the Mishnah, at least briefly. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.